The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
This morning, we're turning our attention to artificial intelligence, that constant question of whether it'll ever take over all the jobs or even the world. But AI right now is already backing business services provider.
Yes, indeed. So there is a company based here in Singapore called Osam, and it's a company that's working very closely with AI and its platform. So theirs is a platform, just to give you a bit of background. So theirs is a platform that it's basically a cloud-based virtual assistant. And I got really excited about this because I own a small company. And this time of the year is the year where I have to file all of my accounts and taxes and all the rest of it. And it can be very laborious. It can be very, very tricky. And so the idea of having a virtual assistant who would help guide me through all of that is pretty enticing. So, interesting story. Anyway, recently Osam raised $3 million in investment funds.
I want to know what they're going to do with this money.
Yeah, me too.
And really, we've been asking this question with all our guests who talk fintech and AI, the question of whether AI will ever take over our lives and our jobs. So let's see if the trend, the answer that we've been hearing all the time, if it's similar with this case. In the studio this morning with us is Vlad Sharuda, the VP Partnerships for Osam. Good morning, Vlad. How are you doing?
Morning. Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Actually, I've been calling it Osam. It's awesome, right?
Osam. O-S-O-M-E. Yes.
Okay. How did you come up with this name, the inspiration behind this company? Could you share more?
Of course. Well, let's start with the name. Well, we like to provide awesome services, right? And we like our name to be unique.
Okay.
There's nothing else called Osam, as far as we know. So it's easily searchable. And we had a domain, awesome.com, already prepared. And that's how the name came about.
That's
so
always helpful.
So many, many weird startup names come about because you have a domain that is sellable, and you can launch a business there.
So let's talk about the business model of Osam. And my friend who is about to get the tax filing season is very excited.
Yes. So we're a tech company that is also in the business of providing corporate services. We built our own platform that helps entrepreneurs streamline their admin and compliance requirements, meaning everything from incorporation to dealing with corporate secretaries, and accounting, taxation needs, visas, payrolls. Basically, we make sure you can forget about admin and focus on the client, product, and team. Okay. Because that's our goal, empower the entrepreneur.
Yeah, so I pay someone to do all of this stuff for me at the moment. So I actually, and this person isn't even just an assistant, though. This person is also someone who understands the legal ramifications of making sure it's all done properly and all of that. So does your platform take into account all of that added stuff?
Of course. Currently, these services cannot be provided by robots themselves. You still need the physical person who would do your filing. You still need an accountant. But what we do is we automate as many processes as possible to make sure it is easier for both the client and the professional, and they can handle more clients. But there's still, you know, a seasoned professional that knows all the legal requirements and ramifications that is there behind the platform.
We mentioned earlier in the show how important small, medium-sized businesses are here in Singapore. They're the backbone of the economy. They make trillions of dollars for the Singapore economy. Is that part of the reason why you came to Singapore?
That's a big part of it. There are a lot of businesses here. Apart from that, the legal requirements are quite transparent. And the government is digital friendly in terms of how much technological backing they provide to companies that want to streamline such processes in terms of compliance, right? So it was easier to start up here and introduce a tech solution compared to many other jurisdictions. So Singapore is a very good starting point for us, and that's why we launched here first and foremost.
Vlad Sharuda, the VP Partnerships for Osam, in the studio with us. Let's talk about the money that's been raised. $3 million raised in investment. Congratulations on that. I suppose, could you give us a broad picture of Osam's plans for this money?
This money will mostly be used for geographical expansion.
Okay.
So we have quite a good presence in Singapore. We serve 2,500 companies, so quite a good volume right now, and we're known in the market. But entering new markets is always an effort. You require marketing spend, and you require product development, which is quite expensive, right? Because we introduce many automations, the jurisdictions are a bit different, right?
Where are you looking at?
Hong Kong and the UK, those two markets.
You're looking at Hong Kong. You're not put off by the news flow that you see from there.
So that started happening in parallel because, of course, the launch itself is a timely process. It's a licensed business, so it takes a while to get the license, right? So we're already present in the market. But to go from MVP stage to a real product that is on the same level as Singapore, that requires capital. And the news are off-putting, of course, but we're there now already, and there's still businesses being set up there. And in terms of new businesses being set up, Hong Kong, up until now, was 5 times bigger than Singapore. So it's a lucrative market to be present in.
You talk about news being a bit of off-putting where Hong Kong is concerned. In the UK, where you're also targeting expansion, a different kind of off-putting news.
Yes.
Your thoughts on that?
So two challenging jurisdictions for us, yes. Those news are also a bit negative, but we believe they do not affect our target segment as much, right? Okay. So compared to Singapore and Hong Kong, the UK is more of a domestic market. It's not a hub for international small and medium businesses and startups to set up, right? And there we would be focusing more on serving local companies doing accounting for them. And they would still be there no matter what, right? Unless, of course, there's a huge downturn in the economy, which we cannot predict at this stage.
So what was at the core of your pitch then when you went to the investors? How did you go about it?
Yes, the core of the pitch is that, well, admin and compliance is something every single business needs to do. And we're able to automate it and streamline it to such a degree that we can just capture the market. We're able to service companies faster, more affordably, and more precisely than the typical provider, right? Mm-hmm. Because the competitors are quite manual, paper-heavy, slow, right? But it's something you have to do in the end. And by being tech professionals with tech backgrounds, we can introduce a lot of technology to really, you know, streamline this process. And apart from that, it's a recurring business, sort of a subscription-based business, which investors love, right? Once a company chooses a provider, they're likely to stick with you forever, for as long as the company operates, right? There's cash flow in there, and that's what investors look at, first and foremost, of course.
Yeah. Actually, it's interesting you brought that up, because I'm quite curious in terms of how much is needed to upkeep this fintech in that sense. Because last year, about a year ago, Awesome secured $2 million US dollars in investment. Now you've got $3 million. Is it really that much that really you need to burn through to upkeep this technology?
It is. So we have around 70 staff, and half of those are developers.
Sure.
Developing a product that is as complicated as ours is quite capital demanding. So, for example, we spent that money to introduce our latest partnership with OCBC, which is the first in market single day incorporation and bank account opening. Okay. No one ever did that before, right? And it takes quite a lot of capital to develop this product. Yeah, so that's the biggest cost, just tech development across many different platforms. We have an app, we have a web version, and many markets.
How do you find it getting talent? Because this is something that's come up in the newspapers a lot. It's in the headlines all the time. And we talk and talk about being able to harness enough talent from Singapore. Have you had to bring in people from overseas as well? And also headlines about how startups are having to throw higher salaries at developers because that's the only way you can lock them in.
In terms of development resources, yes, it has been quite difficult. And our development hub is actually located in Europe. Mm. In Singapore, we have a large operating hub. So the people that actually service you, the accountants, the corporate secretaries, they're all present here, and the leadership team is here. Yes, it's true in terms of development resources, especially Singapore, is quite difficult because it's a small market and people require a larger salary than you would get elsewhere.
This morning, we are speaking to Vlad Sharuda, who is the VP of Partnerships at Awesome, and I have to get this right, this pronunciation. So this is a company that's based itself here in Singapore, but it basically you help, you're a virtual assistant.
Yes, we are a virtual assistant with a human face because it's a combination of robots and people. And you can actually come and meet us in person if you want. So,
well, we have the benefit of meeting you in the studio. But at this stage, I mentioned earlier and when we were talking that, so I have a small business and it's that time of the year where I have to file all of the paperwork, etc. And it can be quite daunting and I don't enjoy it particularly. But one of the things I do worry about when I think of the idea of how could I do this with a virtual assistant is cybersecurity. So right now, I have a contract with someone and it has a confidentiality agreement. And how does it work with you guys?
Everything is online and digital with us. And we take very serious precautions in terms of cybersecurity. We're cloud-based. Mm-hmm. We use Amazon Web Services for storage. We believe that they can. We cannot build anything more secure than they can, right? And of course, we follow GDPR, PDPA, all the different regulations in terms of data security, because we deal with personal information and company information. That's very important. Yes, it's a big focus for us.
Vlad, you mentioned earlier that Awesome's been working with OCBC Bank to co-design a service for Singapore businesses to register and open a business account within a day. That sounds good. Could you share with us what it's been like working with OCBC? And are there any other big names that Awesome has worked with that you could share with us?
Well, working with OCBC has been surprisingly good given their scale. Of course, there's a difference in terms of speed when you're talking about a startup that is nimble and ready to develop any product and a big corporate that has to get approvals in place and commit to something before they move forward. So this project took quite a while, more than a year actually. Yeah. But yeah, it's been great and it's working well. So if you want to get your company and bank account same day, use Awesome and OCBC.
How did you go about making this partnership happen? Did you sort of meet over coffee and say, let's do this amazing thing?
Actually, they found us. They found us. OCBC, well, all the banks right now are trying to be digital friendly and trying to service SMEs. And each one is moving in their own direction. And OCBC decided that they want to launch this project and have us as partner because we like to think of ourselves as the most technological corporate services provider in Singapore.
You guys are also enrolled in a program by the Infocom Media Development Authority of Singapore, IMDA. Could you share with us a little bit about this program? It's a SGD Spark program or something like that?
Yes, SGD Spark is a program that recognizes innovative tech companies from Singapore.
Okay.
Basically, what it does, it makes it easier for you to introduce yourself to different institutions around Singapore because it's a sort of a pre-vetting process. Mm. And that's the main benefit. You get recognition and there's social capital behind you and support from the government. Makes it easier to sell to clients and partners.
So AI is a core part of how your platform works. We started off this whole interview, this whole conversation asking, will AI sort of take over human jobs? What are you beginning to see in terms of, you know, your experience of your product, but also what you're seeing in the marketplace in general?
We do see AI taking over jobs. Mostly, the first step is to take over jobs, which can be put into an algorithm, right?
Right.
So even in your fare price, you can get, instead of a cashier, you can use a machine, right, to check out.
Yeah.
So jobs like that are already being automated. And you know, in our industry, that would be bookkeeping mostly, and the menial tasks that the corporate secretary and accountant would have to do. In admin work, there's lots of things you have to do that take a lot of time but don't produce much value. Mm-hmm. And what we have seen internally is that our professionals, they just focus more on consulting, more creative and complicated tasks because robots take care of all the routine. So in the end, everyone is happy as long as a person can adapt and move over to a more creative role.
But you talk about those machines. So you are saying, yes, you do see AI taking over certain mundane tasks.
Yes.
But you talk about these machines in this supermarkets, and you can check out your items, your shopping lists through a machine. But very often I still see that human intervention. Say, for example, if you wanted to buy alcohol. Now, I have seen that I've been carded by a machine. Like, are you above 18 years old? And a human staff has to come and just key in some kind of code to say, yes, it's okay. Do you think that will ever change? Will we still be working? Will we still see a case of machine and human working hand in hand?
I think for quite a while we will see that cooperation. But I can imagine it changing to a point where there will be no human cashiers in the store anymore.
Sure.
So Amazon launched a prototype where you just walk into a store, take anything you want, walk out, and they charge you.
Yeah.
Because you have your phone with an account and a tracker. So that is possible, definitely.
So today, Awesome is a virtual assistant. You want to expand into London, you want to expand into Hong Kong. But what are your big dreams? Where you want to go from here?
Yes, our big dreams are to be the number one provider in common law markets. The ones we target, apart from the mentioned, are Australia, New Zealand, UAE, Canada, and USA. Now expanding to all of those would take a while because, of course, we're still an operational business. It's not just about building a product. We need to build out a team and actually be able to service in those markets. But servicing them all would be a big dream because it's big, a lot of entities out there.
Vlad Charuda, VP Partnerships at Awesom, in the studio with us. Vlad, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely.
Have a great day.
You.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.